This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new Vice documentary out this week looks at a growing trend of cities and counties increasingly writing tickets for so-called quality of life offenses, from minor traffic violations to even backyard barbecues. Some of those who can't pay the fines face jail time, which has communities saying governments are effectively criminalizing poverty. The documentary is called Justice, Debtors, Prisons, and James Burns is the director. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What is actually going on? What have you found here in terms of the way the fines and jail and the courts are all involved in this situation?
Yeah, so I traveled to St. Louis County, where there are 90 municipalities. These municipalities are essentially generating revenue from their citizens by fining them, by citations. They're giving them exorbitant fees that they're not able to pay, and therefore they end up going to jail because they can't afford to pay those fines.
And so how does it work? I mean, explain how you go from getting a ticket, getting some kind of a fine, to court and facing the threat of jail time.
If you're maybe caught speeding, or maybe you ran a stop sign or something, you get pulled over, you get issued a ticket, you know, you'll go to court to pay that ticket. And if you can't pay, you're then threatened with jail. And if you don't show up in the next court appearance with some money, then they'll arrest you and take you away for not being able to afford your ticket. That could be a monumental problem for a poor person who can't afford to pay that. When they walk into the court and they can't pay and they end up going to jail, you're essentially criminalizing poverty.
This process, what kind of impact is that having in these communities, many of which are low-income communities?
It's devastating for the most vulnerable people in our society who can't afford to pay these tickets because they're losing their houses, their jobs, and they're losing faith in our government, in our system. And that creates a whole other web of social issues, I think.
For the documentary, you were in touch. You reached out to some of the municipalities that are on the other side of this. How do they explain what's going on?
Well, I talked to a municipal court judge, Michael Gunn, and, you know, he says that he makes an inquiry to see whether that defendants could pay their fines or not. Studies have shown that often that does not happen and therefore results in somebody losing their liberty. You know, in the past 5 years, we've talked a lot about criminal justice reform, and this is certainly something that needs to be looked at further.
Okay, James Burns, director of the Vice documentary, Justice, Debtors, Prisons. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.